The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, hello.
Smash that like button.
Take it on back to them. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right.
Howdy, sir.
Hello.
I fucking nailed it.
That was the best one yet. The best part is you're like, I'm going to get this intro right this time. And you're like, oh, hello, push the wrong button.
It was like walking in on my grandma shaving her snatch when I was a kid. Ah, fuck out. You weren't supposed to see that. I'm just kidding. She didn't say I wasn't supposed to see it.
Yeah. She left the door wide open.
All right.
I think we should start doing a proper intro. So this is Who's Right, and I'm Anthony, and this is my buddy Doug over here. Sounds so gay.
You just fucked this whole thing up.
Damn it, I ruined everything. Sorry.
We don't do that shit.
That's played out. You did that last time.
That was your rule. Your rule from the very beginning was, I don't want to be one of them shows that says, hey, this is Who's Right Podcast.
I know, because it's gay. It comes off gay. I just want to get into it. Where everybody knows we're here. Everybody knows why they're here. Everybody knows why we're here.
Why don't we do that thing where you say where you can find us as they're listening to us?
Right.
Oh, shit. So I had a pretty interesting conversation. Again, this is out of order, but it makes sense.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the end of the conversation with, it was a messaging back and forth with one of the listeners. But the last message he just sent me was, he said, you know, when do you guys record live or whatever? And I said, 5:30 every Wednesday, like dummy, you know, everybody knows that.
Dummy, everybody knows it.
And his response was, all right, cool. Maybe you should put that on the website or something. And I'm like, yeah, probably.
You should have said it is and then updated the website real quick. Oh, shit.
So in that conversation with him, his name is Val, I think.
You mean her name is Val?
Whatever. It. In the conversation with they, them, he was asking me about OMAD thing that I did with Kaya and then what I'm doing now and all this shit. And he asked what you're going to do when I lose enough weight or whatever, and you're now the fat one. And I said, you know, funny thing about Anthony is that he's not actually fat. He's never been fat. It just for some reason it was pinned on him, right? That it was two fat boomers or whatever. Yeah. I think is,
yeah, I just went with it. I'm cool with it.
So
I'll take some of the load off of you.
So in the conversation back and forth with him, he's like, I don't think he believed me. He said, I'm going to go check your YouTube. And he comes back and he says, holy shit, Anthony's not fat. Who else is in on this? I'm like, you know, as far as I know, I think it's me, you, and his wife are the only ones that know.
It's a conspiracy. Who else is in on this? Oh, my God. Oh, that's amazing. So has he never watched the YouTube videos before then?
I don't know.
Weird. Maybe I just look fat from here. I'm just fat from here down, you know, just my bottom half. But I mean, we can still go with it. I'm fat. Cool. Why not?
So the funny thing about it, though, is, I mean, we've talked about it over the course of as long as we've been doing it, mm-hmm. all the, I guess, fad diets or whatever the fuck it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do or have done yoga, mm-hmm. spin class.
Mm-hmm. Neither one of those is a diet, but okay.
Yeah, but they're both faggy.
All right. What, oh, that was it? That was all you got?
You suck dick, I guess? I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Which is more faggy, you sucking dick or you doing hot yoga or whatever it is that you're doing?
There's chicks involved with hot yoga, so, I mean, can't be that faggy. I would go with sucking cock. I mean, I would never go with sucking cock, but...
Yep, I'm clipping that.
That was about perfect. So you have no interest in yoga at all?
Okay.
Being more don't you want to be more like so, flexible? No.
Flexible is the least of my concerns right now. Okay, so I want to have a serious conversation about yoga right now.
Okay.
So there's a couple things that are inhibiting me from doing yoga.
Me too.
One, I have tried it.
Okay.
And I fart a lot.
That's awesome. That's the best part.
One of the bad things that happens as you get obese or super obese or whatever the... What's after super obese? I don't know.
Mega obese.
What'd you say?
Mega obese.
That's what I said.
I know. We said it at the same time.
So one of the things that starts happening is you start, it's like uncontrollable farting. You bend over to tie your shoe and you fart. You didn't even know it was on deck.
Uh-huh. So yoga's out.
Yeah.
What about spin class? Some kind of cycling.
So why would you go to a class to ride a bike, like to ride a fake bike? Why can't you just ride a fake bike in your basement?
Because the spin bikes are different. Like exercise bikes are not built the same. And spin bikes are really expensive. I mean, that's really the only difference.
That's the difference? They're just more expensive?
Yeah. They're built more like a real bike. They've got the counterweights are different. They're just different. They're better. But like if you go buy an exercise bike from fucking Walmart or whatever, they're junky and shitty and I don't know. I don't really have an answer. I don't know. we have a Y membership and they offered a spin class, so I took it. I don't know.
So what do you do in spin class that you can't do in your basement on your exercise bike?
The only thing different is that there's an instructor and he's, you know, like go pedal. Fast, not go pedal.
Okay, pedal faster.
We're coming to a hill, you know, go up the hill or whatever, you know what I mean? Like it's like an instructor led type of thing, you know. That's really the only difference.
Okay, so you're pedaling, right? So you got your I assume you wear your mullet headband.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And you're pedaling.
Yes.
And you're pedaling and the instructor says, "Keep pedaling." And then you keep pedaling and he says, "We're going up a hill," and you just close your eyes and it's like, "Yep, I'm going up a hill. Keep pedaling." Do you ever go down a hill where you just coast?
Yeah, you don't coast, but I mean, there's a resistance knob. You turn up and down the resistance, you know, like to simulate different environments, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not a fucking expert at this. You're asking the wrong guy. I get on and I pedal. I don't know.
So when he says, all right, you're going up, does he call out like a 14% grade in the hill or?
No. I don't know. It's just like you're going up a hill or you're coming to we're coming to a cool down period or, you know, like that. It was I enjoyed before. It's been years now, but I enjoyed riding my bike outside. So I figured I should take a spin class because then I can be, you know, have more stamina when I'm riding my bike. And it didn't translate.
I enjoy riding my bike outside, so I'm going to get in a small room with a bunch of hot, sweaty people and have somebody yell at me to pedal faster.
Right.
All right. So we had, what was the name of the guy Let's see here.
Was it Ryan Long Comedy?
EHH on Discord sent us a video, the weight discrimination in the workplace video.
Sure.
So we both watched it.
Yes.
And if I remember, I'll put a link to it somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
We'll just find it.
Is it even worth linking to? Because it's hard to sit through.
It's like 20 minutes or 15 minutes long. So, I mean.
And knowing that we were going to talk about it, I still could only be bothered to watch it for 10 minutes. And I'm out. And awesome. And I've got 2 pages of fucking notes on the stupid thing.
On the first 10 minutes?
Yes.
So I have a problem watching YouTube videos that are about something that I don't care about that are longer than 6 or 7 minutes. I just don't link me a fucking video that's fucking 20 minutes long. I don't want to sit through that. But I did.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. It was written or whatever. The video was directed towards like fat shaming and obese people, fat people bias.
Yeah, but weight discrimination in the workplace was a lot of it.
All right. So I don't even know why. I made notes at, you know, like I'm sitting there in my living room watching this on my laptop. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I need to write this down because this sounds like an important word.
All right.
So I wrote down implicit bias and explicit bias as it pertains to weight, fat people.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what implicit bias is?
You don't really think about it. It's not like you're trying to be biased. It's just kind of in the background. But it's
right. So in your head, it's like you just think subconsciously that fat people are lazy.
Yes.
So you associate every fat person with laziness.
Right.
All right. So do you know what explicit bias is?
The other end of that, like explicitly thinking fat people are lazy. like you're lazy because you're fat, or you're fat because you're lazy. Right. I mean, I guess that one's a little bit harder to explain.
Yeah, so I was thinking it was more like you fat faggot. Like,
like you get 2 slurs in there.
Yeah.
You got to have 2 slurs for it to be explicit. No, I am explicitly calling you fat.
I wrote down weight stigma. I don't know why. I think that's a funny combination of words.
Weight stigma. So there was like one part, it was like a very short part of the video, but it was my takeaway was there was a lady, like a fat studies expert or whatever the fuck she was. And she said that stress from fat shaming causes fat people to experience medical conditions like, you know, heart disease and all these things, but it's the stress from being called fat. It's not being fat, but she listed all of these things that are wrong medically with fat people, and she attributed all of it to stress from being made fun of for being fat, and none of it to being fat. So you're admitting that being fat causes all these problems, but it's still somebody else's fault. It's not your fault for being fat. You fucking idiot.
So what I liked is, all right, they, some of the negative stereotypes that, and it was that fat expert that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's so they're not truths. They're stereotypes. Uh-huh. That fat people are lazy. Fat people lack willpower, and mm-hmm. fat people are less intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, all of those things are truths. Like they're,
you think fat people are less intelligent?
Yes.
Really?
Or suicidal. If you are knowingly are trying to shorten your lifespan, you're not doing anything to try to live longer or a healthier life,
mm-hmm.
then you are less intelligent.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because what if your parents didn't know anything about what if your parents were retarded and like they just fed you McDonald's cheeseburgers every day, and you're like, this is food. That's all I learned, that this is food. So now I'm fat. And then you have to unlearn all of that.
Okay. So again, God damn it. You say stupid shit. So if I had a board up here, this would be number 2.
All right.
So I just said that they are less intelligent.
Uh-huh.
And you said, but no, what if their parents made them stupid? Then it should be okay. They're not.
No, 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 no. That's not what I said. Did I? Maybe I did. I don't know. I don't even remember what I just said.
Let's see. You're not supposed to call fat people. You're not supposed to talk about them being obese or their BMI. You should refer to fat people as high weight people or people of size.
People of size. That's my favorite. So now you're a POS. That's how I'm going to refer to you from now on. Are we good? Is that cool?
And then it sounds like if I move to Michigan mm-hmm. is the only state that has legislation that makes weight discrimination illegal. So if I move to Michigan, I can sue Kaya.
I think you should. I think you should sue him for damages.
Mental distress. Him fat shaming me has made me fat and gave me heart failure.
I got diabetes from somebody shaming me. Diabetes took my foot.
So there was a big section in that video about that if you get hired on at a company, chances are, and you're obese, mm-hmm. chances are you're going to be put in a non-contact position, meaning someplace in the mailroom or in the back where customers can't see you.
Sure. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
That's how, okay. If you own a company, mm-hmm. you don't want some fat sack of shit sitting out front where everybody comes in. Nobody wants to see that.
Fucking bucket of chicken right next to the fucking door. Right when you walk in, you see somebody eating a fucking bucket of chicken. Both hands just fucking shoveling chicken in their face. That's a good look for the company. So the main problem that I have with this video and all of this type of thinking is their first instinct, their first thing they start talking about is we need some sort of legislation. Everything always goes back to we need the government to step in and tell people to be nice to each other. And if you can't be nice to each other, then the government's going to give you a fine. Why do people need that so much? Why? I don't.
Would the fine go to me?
If you're fat, no, the fine goes to the government every time.
Okay, so what if we could do something about that? Would you be for legislation mm-hmm. that if somebody calls you, okay, let's say that somebody makes fun of the way you podcast, you're coughing, your mm-hmm. asthma, whatever the fuck it is that you got wrong with you. Mm-hmm. If every time somebody on the internet made a comment about your coughing or your sniffles, mm-hmm. a dollar got deducted from their account and put into your account.
Yes, I'm in. Let's legislate the shit out of it. As long as we can start with a dollar and every 6 months we'll revisit it and see if that's enough money to deter all the people, you know?
Would you want to deter them?
No, that's the rationale for raising how much money I get. We're going to raise it until they stop, and then we'll lower it until they start back up again. We got to find the cutoff, you know, where I still get money. And that's the main thing. I still get money. So it's the same thing I always say. I feel like I'm always saying the same thing. Everybody is just in need of somebody to tell them how they should live their lives and to tell everybody else how they should live their lives. And it always has to fall on the government, you know, like we need regulation, but all these poor fat people. Fuck, man. Come on.
I'm for putting people of size in a protected class.
You would be, you person of size. I mean, you POS. I wonder if they didn't realize that they did that. They never really thought that through.
So fucking stupid.
Do you think that these stereotypes hold? I mean, we already went through the stupid one, but I mean, if you have to work with somebody who's fat, don't you, even though you're on the heavier side, don't you look at somebody who's fatter than you?
On the heavier side.
Right. You're a person of size. Don't you look at somebody that's heavier than you and think, slob.
Yes, that's what I said. I think they hold true. That's why I said that. When if you see somebody, somebody fat always looks disheveled. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't tell when somebody's fat is dressed up. They always look like shit.
Right. And so, and the fat activists blame that on the fashion industry. They say that there's not any nice clothes for fat people. There's not.
I can vouch for that. There's not.
So lose weight then. Fuck, man. I don't. It makes zero sense to me. The whole thing makes zero sense to me. Why you would want to promote being unhealthy just because, just so we don't hurt people's feelings. Like, and not only promote being unhealthy, you have to pretend like it's actually healthy. Like it's okay. You're not even allowed to say that it's unhealthy. Yeah. If you even hint that it's not healthy, then you're in the wrong.
Yes, you're an insensitive prick who doesn't care about me and my potential heart failure.
Right.
Not potential, upcoming. Inevitable.
Inevitable. There you go. That's the good word.
Okay, so I told you last week we had a conversation, and I told you that I was going to play one voicemail per episode.
Yes.
So this week I'm going to play two.
Uh-huh, of course. That sounds about right.
All right. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here's number one.
All right.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Anthony. Did you guys know that up to 1 in 10 of mallard couple ducks are homosexual, and it looks like you guys are the 1 in 10, you faggots.
I think Duck Facts guy is pissed off at us.
Did he just call us mallards?
Is it? We need to work on your comprehension skills.
He said 1 in 10 mallards are gay, and we're. And we are the 1 in 10, but I'm a human. Look at me. I don't even look like a duck. Why is he mad at us? What did we do?
Hey, Doug, it's Duck Facts. Did you know that rape is common in plenty breeds of ducks? Just like it's common in your uncle to rape you, you fat fuck. Have a good day. Love you.
Have a good day.
Okay, so I am now clear.
Uh-huh.
My decision last week to not play any Duck Facts because I didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
You were not happy with me making that decision.
Still not. I still want Duck Facts to play, but he needs to get better at reading them. The best part of that was, have a good day.
All right. I'm done with voicemails.
All right. At least for now, until another one comes in.
I guess I'll talk about this.
All right.
So, the Kobe thing.
Boy, are we really going to talk about that?
Yes, but I don't give a shit that he died. I don't know anything about basketball. Mm-hmm. It didn't mean anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm interested in is all the bullshit that went on afterwards. Like the first thing that interested me was I got a notification that Kobe Bryant died and two other people died with him.
Sure.
And then like 5 minutes after that, confirmed that Kobe Bryant's kids weren't in the helicopter and five people died. And then 5 minutes after that, confirmed that his daughter was in the helicopter and nine people died.
Jesus Christ.
So it's like, I'm sitting there thinking like, fuck man, there's just race to get information out.
Everything happens so fast. If they don't get the information out within the first 5 minutes, even if it's wrong, they're late. You might as well not even put it out.
So it got me thinking like, okay, so we need to be on standby so we can start going live and reporting the news as it happens.
All right.
That's it.
Have your phone all the time. Anytime something happens, you're reporting it right away. Did you hear about baby Jessica falling in the well?
Beep, 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 beep.
We are on the cutting edge.
So I went back and forth, like, how can we use this for the show? Because I wanted to have a conversation. I figured we'd have a lengthy conversation about the news and media and all that.
Sure.
And that already seemed to have fizzled out. So, but.
So, I mean, you are 100% right that it's like literally just a race to get something out there. Right. And I think that it was so evident with that. You remember the Covington high school kids or whatever, when that guy was beating the drum in his face and everything.
Yeah.
I think that was like it showed it clear as day. Like, nobody knew what happened. I think they put it out like within minutes of getting the video, and the video was over an hour long. So they didn't even have time to watch the whole video to find out any context. They just said, look at this smug looking white kid. And that's news. Smug white kid, poor Native American. And that was the narrative, you know? And then the video came out and everybody was like, wait a minute, that's not what fucking happened. I can see what happened. That's not it. And then the news stations were still like, well, you shouldn't believe what you see with your own eyes. You should, you know, believe the first thing we told you. I mean, there was literally an article that said, don't believe what you see on the video. Believe what we're telling you happened, because white people are bad and Native Americans are good. And like, it was like those kids were like the symbol of white supremacy in America. Dude, it's a fucking 15-year-old kid. Dude, does anybody not remember being a 15-year-old kid? And
I think you might be off on a little tangent here.
Just a little bit.
It's a passionate rant about something that happened 14 years ago.
See, right there, you just did it. So it was like 3 days ago that it happened. And you say 14 years because everything moves so fast and it's already forgotten about, you know. That was probably one of the worst examples of the media just blatantly lying.
And no, you're right. Forgotten. You're right. The problem is not only is it forgotten, it's ignored.
Yeah. Yes.
That is still used as an example of what Trump supporters are like.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm for that. That's exactly what I think Trump supporters are like. Did you see that blooper or whatever? Not blooper. Misspeak, or I don't know how the fuck. When the reporter said the Los Angeles Knackers.
No.
Or Nastrix or whatever.
No, I did not.
Oh, well, fuck. I ruined the whole thing.
All right, damn.
Forget I said anything.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. What?
All right.
You got something to show me?
I got something to play for you. I'm not going to show it, but all right, here we go.
Just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I can ask you to stay with us. He was just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was.
Oh, I could never be a reporter. That is, how do you recover from that?
Poorly. Is how she's choosing to do it.
Did she go on the defensive? It's my right to say it.
That's what she should have done.
they say it in rap songs all the time. Why can't I say it?
I don't have her apology in front of me, but it was basically, I'm sorry, I meant to say Lakers and Knicks, and I ended up saying Knackers or whatever. Which she very clearly didn't say Knackers.
Nope.
So her apology was dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, everybody is saying that she should be fired.
Of course.
So I wanted to know, if you're her boss,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you're in the newsroom with the cigar hanging out of your mouth saying, you know, give me Spider-Man.
Bring me Spider-Man.
And you look over at the monitor and you see this bitch say that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, okay, I'm going to have to send her for coaching or
coaching re-education.
We're going to have to write you up, mm-hmm. or we're going to have to let you go, mm-hmm. because you know that there is, an extreme amount of blowback coming right to your studio right now, mm-hmm. and you know that you can probably weather it mm-hmm. because the crowd of torch-carrying fuckheads will find something else shiny to attack in 15 minutes.
Right. So there's two answers. The right way to handle it is she shouldn't even... You never apologize, first of all, unless you're sorry. So she shouldn't have apologized unless she was sorry, and unless it was legitimate. And second of all, who the fuck are you apologizing to? You say a bad word and you just go on the air and you say you're sorry. Who are you apologizing to? Who did your actions hurt by you uttering that word? Nobody. So don't apologize. The station manager, whatever, Mr. Bring Me Spider-Man guy, he should have done nothing. Nothing should have been done. Nothing said, nothing done. Hey, try not to do that again, will you? Maybe that, you know what I mean?
Keep that to a minimum.
Yeah, yeah. So
save that for the after show or your Patreon.
Exactly. So if it was me, and this is just me being the person that I am, if I received emails or, we're going to boycott your business, whatever, I would make all of those public, and I would ask that whoever complained, please unsubscribe, stop listening to our news, stop, just leave us alone. You don't appreciate anything. Just go away. We don't want you as viewers. We don't want you as listeners. But that's just me, and my business would go out of business. If you're stupid and you think that somebody saying a bad word on accident on national television is reason for her to lose her livelihood, we don't want you. You're a dumb person. We don't want you listening. You are a stupid, stupid person.
Okay, so one, mm-hmm. you wouldn't make it. You're aware of that. You know that you, as a station manager, have already gotten fired based on your...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know. If I got to keep my job, my station would go under. But I would lose my job for having that stance. I understand that.
Okay, so is there any way to get you into the mindset that, let's say that you can't afford to lose your job? Let's say you have a mortgage and a wife... and mm-hmm. a burnt up kid you're trying to have medical attention for, mm-hmm. you can't afford to lose this gig as the station manager.
Right.
Are you telling me that you stand by that? You would say, okay, so if she goes, I go.
Oh yeah. So if they above me, somebody says she's got to go, then yeah, I would resign. I would find, yes, absolutely.
Living in a fucking trailer with your burn up crispy critter.
Yeah, I'm gonna live in a trailer, and I'm gonna keep my morals in the room with me. I got
integrity was the word you were looking for.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word. I can't even think of the word, but I'm gonna keep it with me.
Foreskin. You're thinking of the word foreskin. I'm gonna
keep my foreskin right there with me. Keep it intact, baby. So if enough people, and it's going to happen eventually. If enough people just say, no, we're not, you don't get to decide. This crazy mob of pitchfork wielding fucking maniacs don't get to decide. If enough people say that for a sustained period of time, they will just stop. Once they don't have the power, they will just stop. The reason that it's gotten so bad is because people just capitulate every single time.
Hold on. What?
What? What? What? What? What? What did I say? God damn it. What did I say? Did I accidentally say the N-word?
I think you used the word wrong.
What? Which word?
Capitulate.
Did I say that? I don't even remember what I said. I was just...
how the fuck... I've known you for, 2 years or something.
At least.
You have never once said the word capitulate.
I don't think that's true.
I know it's fucking true. I know every word that you say.
Touche. Do you not know what capitulate means?
You say it again. Use it in a sentence.
These people with the pitchfork wielding something and something. I forgot what I said now. I was on a roll.
Okay, use it in a sentence.
So the station manager would capitulate to the crowd and fire this news reporter if that happened. I don't know. I can't think of a fucking sentence to use it in.
I guess you're right. Fuck it. I don't know.
You don't know what capitulate means?
No. Well, why would I use a word like capitulate? It sounds like taking a shit. The station manager refused to take a shit in front of the crowd.
All right. The station manager would give in to the crowd.
Yeah. See, use words.
All right. Sorry. My bad.
Homo. So, your fucking faggot words.
God damn it.
Why don't you and your boyfriend go capitulate in the corner?
Good idea. Sounds vaguely sexual.
Capitulate all over your face.
So that's one thing that I am very tired of seeing. I'm very tired of seeing somebody makes a mistake in public and then they have to apologize. Like they owe somebody an apology. Go fuck yourself. I don't owe you an apology for anything. If I do something wrong, I don't owe anybody an apology. That's the fact that this mob thinks that they are somehow owed an apology. And if the apology is not good enough, well, then they don't have to accept it. Fuck you.
You're full of shit.
What do you mean I'm full of shit? That's stupid. The whole idea of apologizing to a crowd of people because you said a bad word is fucking retarded. I apologize for using the word retarded.
Have you ever walked through a public place and accidentally bumped into somebody or stepped on somebody's foot?
Yes.
What did you say? I don't owe you shit, motherfucker.
No. Because I stepped on their foot or bumped into them, I owe them an apology. That one single person. If I say a bad word into the air, I don't owe everybody that happened to be within earshot an apology. That's stupid, stupid thinking.
Right, but I think you are apologizing to anybody that was affected by... It's no different than farting in an elevator.
Yeah, I wouldn't apologize for that.
Because you're a piece of shit.
Fair enough. I'm still not apologizing. So you're telling me that it's acceptable...
No. I'm just trying to argue with you. I don't believe what I'm saying. I'm just trying to argue with you.
Then what'd you give it up for? You could have just kept it going.
Okay, start over. Go ahead. Am I saying what?
So you're saying that it's acceptable to expect an apology if a word hits your ear wrong and you take offense, then you should apologize to me for taking offense because I took offense to what you said.
I couldn't follow what you said.
I barely follow what I said myself.
If I say yes, what happens?
Moving on.
All right. Oh,
shit. So people aren't accepting her apology? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
I don't know. People need to stop apologizing. Be content.
No. If you're being kind of silly, I think. You're being a silly goose.
Fair enough.
All right. So if you're doing public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, let's say you're giving a presentation in front of whatever, 100 people,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to push the little fucking presenter remote control thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the slide won't change. And you mutter the word, you go, fuck.
Uh-huh.
All right. And that broadcasts out to the group. You're going to say, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that.
You're going to say that.
Oh, you're just going to look over the crowd and say, yeah, I said it.
No, I'm going to move on.
Anthony, I know you. I know you.
You don't know shit. So if I did, I would be in the wrong. Because do you think that all of the people in that crowd that you're doing a presentation to have never heard the word fuck, have never said the word fuck? Why are we hung up on we're not allowed to say certain words in certain situations? Why? It doesn't make sense. What's the benefit of it to anybody?
Okay, there are a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Because you have to think beyond yourself.
That's stupid. Touché. All right, go ahead. No, explain to me.
Because you are not offended by the word fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There are people that are offended by the word fuck. They don't like it. They think it's a harsh word.
Right.
Okay. Do you say fuck in front of your grandma?
If
hold on. Now I want you to know, mm-hmm. I am getting ready to trap you. This is the why in the road that you get to decide how do you want to be trapped. If you use the word fuck in front of your grandma, you are a piece of white trash and I'm going to paint you in that way. If you say no, then I'm going to say you don't stand by what you've said the last 15 minutes.
So when my grandma was alive, yes, I would say fuck in front of her. Only because when I was young, I said fart in front of my grandma one time. And she got very, very, very upset because she said the word fart is disgusting and children shouldn't talk like that. So when I got older, I was like,
and
you said,
shut up, grandma, get back to sucking this fucking dick.
I said, you know what? You can fuck you and fart.
That doesn't make any sense. But I'll fuck you till you fart.
I vaguely remember, or I sorry, I said vaguely, but I vividly remember her yelling at me that fart is a bad word, and my dad was sitting there, and my dad started laughing, and he's like, are you serious? Fart's a bad, and my grandma got so mad. you're gonna let your son talk like that?
So was it your dad's mom?
No, it was my mom's mom.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say he was surprised that he didn't know that this was a bad word.
No, that would have been even funnier.
when the fuck did this happen, Mom?
Oh yeah. So when you were raising your kids, did you allow your kids to cuss?
Allow them to cuss. No. No.
So why not? I mean, why was that important to you, I guess?
Fuck. I'm trying to think back because I can't remember any time where I told my kids, like my daughter, up until 2 months ago, I'd never heard a cuss word come out of her mouth, and she's going to be 21.
Yeah.
My son, yeah, he used to cuss, but okay. So I can remember a video. So I had gotten a hold of a video that my son had recorded with his friends out in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And it was, they were knocking down trees or something. Yeah. And you could tell it was just a bunch of, it was like five or six kids. And it was like they were out exploring the world on their own. They, you know, sure. And it was like they were all just showing each other that, hey, I know a new cuss word. It was every, you know, yeah, this fucking bitch of a tree slut is going to get knocked down, that type of shit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I can remember sitting there like, I was like, God, they're fucking idiots, you know? I mean, they're not even using the words right, like cunt slap. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm going to cunt slap this tree.
And I remember sitting them down, mm-hmm. and I wasn't even mad. It wasn't like you're grounded for cussing. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, like, I'm just letting you know that you sound very ignorant.
Uh-huh.
If you're okay with sounding ignorant, that's fine. I just want you to know that cunt should be used like this. Quit being a cunt.
Quit being a cunt, you cunt. So I sat my kids down and I talked to, I was like, I don't care either way. If you cuss, it makes zero difference to me. Talk however you want to talk. You need to learn you need to find your way in the world just like everybody else. But can you do me a favor and not cuss at school and not cuss around your grandpa? Because I don't want to hear him talk to me about it. Cause I know my dad will give me a bunch of shit about it and I don't want to hear it.
God, so, I almost feel like, I think I understand what you're trying to do, but I think I find fault in the way that you're raising your kids.
Well, of course, everybody's going to find fault in the way everybody raises their kids.
What I mean is if you make a decision that, mm-hmm. look, it's okay if you cuss.
Yes.
You're telling them that it's okay to cuss at home,
yes.
but not in public. Socially, it's not acceptable.
Yes. Yeah. And I explained to him why that is. I explained to him that your teachers and other classmates might not like it. They might be offended by it. So it's probably in your best interest to not do that. You're going to get yourself in trouble. It's best not to do that. Whether you think that's right or you think that's wrong, it's best not to get yourself in trouble over something stupid.
How old are your kids? 13. How old your daughter?
13.
Can you bring her in here to say fuck?
she would be ecstatic to do that, but no.
fuck. So does she cuss a lot?
Not a lot, no. I mean, what's a lot? I don't know.
What is the last cuss word you heard your daughter say? I'm fucking fascinated. I don't give a shit if anybody else is.
I don't remember. I don't know. Shit, probably, I think.
Like?
It's not recently. I mean, like I said, it's not a lot. Just
I imagine like a long-haired Bill O'Reilly just running around your house. This fucking thing sucks.
So that is what would happen if you make cussing like, oh, you can't ever cuss or you're going to be in trouble. And then anytime you're not around.
Yeah, they're out in the woods. They're out in the woods using fucking.
Right. But if it's just a regular, the stigma attached to cuss words is stupid. And I've explained that to him. When you attach stigma to a word, it's stupid to me. It doesn't make sense. Like, the word fuck, when nobody even really knows what fuck means. Like, the history of the word is so lost. Like, nobody knows what it means, but everybody knows it's a bad word. What does bad mean? Bad word. That's so stupid. We're fucking adults. I don't. The idea that there are words that should be forbidden. Come on, man.
All right. So does your daughter use the N-word?
I sure hope not.
Why?
Because that word's forbidden.
Mastrix, get off my lawn.
Because whether or not I agree with it or not, which I don't, there's social stigma attached to that word, which I think is stupid, but I can't do anything about that. There is more social stigma attached to that word than any other word. So what do I have to live in reality.
You're passing that. No, you be the change you want to see.
So you're saying I should just use it in casual everyday conversation?
No, you should have your kids use it in everyday conversation.
Perfect. Good idea. Oh my God. It's weird to me that we don't see that we're not on the same page with this. Or maybe we are and I just don't realize it.
I don't know what page are you on?
17. I just started reading it the other day.
All right. So what's your stance? I don't even know what our stances are. I don't even know what we're talking about.
My stances are if there is a thought in your head and you have words to express that thought and those words are offensive to other people, who cares? Say the words that are in your head. I want you to express the way that you're feeling in the best way that you know how. That is important.
Okay. But don't you think there's something in teaching your kids to explore their vocabulary? You know, there's better ways to express how you feel other than saying cunt or twat or slut or fuck.
Like what is there?
Yes. Wouldn't you rather your daughter says, yes, my friend got pregnant again because she's very promiscuous.
No, my stupid slut friend got pregnant because she's a whore. I would appreciate it if my daughter said that.
Yeah. This stupid whore at school can't keep her legs closed.
And then I'd appreciate it if she gave me the phone number. All right, that was a little far. Oh shit!
No, I'm telling you, she's got weak thighs. She actually can't keep them closed. Make your move.
So I think that, and I'm being serious when I say this. I think that using different words than the words that you mean to save somebody else's feelings is shitty. I don't like it. I don't like the idea that this is what I think, but I can't say what I think because this particular word might offend you. Well, I'm sorry that the way I think offends you. Don't be offended. I don't. Okay. Or be offended. I really don't care.
Okay. So you know that if I want to, mm-hmm. you know, when we work together, you know, I would like to think anyway, that I have the ability to make you feel small, weak, and vulnerable without ever using a cuss word.
Okay. I'm not sure what you mean, but okay.
So that's the power that I think you should try to give your kids, to make other people feel small, vulnerable, and weak using different...
Acceptable words.
No.
So I should lock them in a cage and say, you know, use only these acceptable words, and you will be better off if your mind is locked in this cage where you're only allowed to say words within this zone.
No, you're missing it. So it's not about telling your kids, don't use these words. It's about telling your kids there are other words that you can use that can be more powerful.
What words? And then what happens if, what if somebody decides that those words are offensive? Then we get rid of those words too. So why are some words off limits and make you seem stupid?
Let's say that. Okay. Let's test your vocabulary. You're in a meeting.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're in a board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You are in charge of the financial report.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the president of the company.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you are the CFO.
Mm-hmm.
And I am looking over your board report.
Mm-hmm. Anthony. Says here, we're fucked.
No. I'm going to ask you a series of questions as it relates to the financials of the company.
Okay.
And you are going to respond using the best vocabulary you can. Ideally, you want to articulate your answer in one word.
Okay.
Or maybe three words.
Okay.
Anthony, it appears here that the capital projects are coming to a close. It looks like we're falling short on the budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain why that is?
Poor management, mainly. See, I can do that. I can play the game because people are fucking retarded.
Nope. So this is one of those times where I am specifically trying to lure you in. I threw you a softball.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted you to hit this out of the park because it would have been funny.
Uh-huh.
And you, not only did you not take the bait,
mm-hmm.
you didn't even see that I was fucking fishing.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I still don't.
Right. So there's a very specific word that has to do with budgets.
Mm-hmm. Ah! I'm not playing that game. It's a little too close for comfort for me. I don't talk like that.
You fucking now I got to take this whole thing out. The whole last 57 minutes.
Yep. Start over. Play the fucking intro again.
All right. So we're already at an hour.
Hmm. And that's nuts.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, or we're done? Oh, bye.
No. So those of you that are, I don't know how we're going to do this. Should because we're going to go and listen to that old episode.
Sure.
Should I put a link up on the, should I create another feed for us to do it? So mm-hmm. we can send that out on our Patreon for the people that are on YouTube.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. And those of you in Discord, when we get to that point, just jump over to the bonus show room and we'll catch you there. This isn't technically one of our bonus episodes. It's just something that somebody asked us to do. I think I asked us to do it. And
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We're going to listen to an older episode and, we're going to do a running commentary on our own show.
We really think a lot of us.
Right, because we're not narcissistic at all.
All right. So we decided to do something a little different this week as for our shout-outs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what we've been doing in the past is we hired a private investigator,
mm-hmm.
and they would dig up dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we decided to hire a private investigator. So let's see here. So this week, can we say we have a sponsor for him? Is that right?
Yeah. This week's shout outs by the private investigator is brought to you by BioBidet. And if you want to have a clean asshole for little to no money, you can go to biobidet.com and use the promo code POBOYS for 10% off.
That's POBOYS. So if you go back and I think it's the Fuhrer Wants a Clean Butthole or something, that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent us bidets. You haven't hooked yours up yet.
Nope.
That was like 2 years ago.
I'll get it one of these days.
But if you've got any questions about how a bidet works, I'm not even going to tell you about it. Just go listen to that episode. Okay. So we've only got a couple to get through.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to alternate because all right, neither one of us have seen these.
Nope. These came straight from the investigator.
Hold on. So for real, we haven't seen these.
Not even joking this time. Every other time was a joke. This time for real.
Mr. Sister Fister would like to know, does Bernie say the N-word?
Never.
God, you should have said yes. You can't. Start over. Hold on. I'm going to do this again. Mr. Sister Fister says, does Bernie say the N-word?
Yes. Always. Even though he doesn't have lips. And it's really funny.
What's that thing that where you just yell out cuss words or whatever?
Tourette's.
Right. You should have said that he has Tourette's as well. But the only thing that he blurts out is racial slurs. And that's why you don't take him out in public.
And only when black people are around. It's weird. Tourette's is a weird disease.
Race for the cure.
What? Did you say white race for the cure? That sounds racist to me.
Ah, fuck. I need something to write down. That's the title of the episode. God damn it. Okay, I'm going to send you a text later and say what was it that we were going to name the episode?
Uh-huh.
Anytime I ask you that, you always write back, I don't remember. This time, I want you to write back, white race for the cure.
Oh, I can't find a fucking pen. All right, I got it.
Just text it to me.
God, why didn't you just say that? Well, I was looking for a fucking pen.
Okay, can we get through these now?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Fun fact.
That was funny. What the fuck was that noise that I just made?
That was you have a cute laugh.
Thanks.
I recently got into the analytics of our Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And you can go in and see at a very, very in-depth view of how long people stay for the episode.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at last week's episode.
Yeah.
And we have a really good retention rate. Up until it was like the whatever 59-minute mark or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So right. I went and jumped on the episode to see what happened at that, you know, because I figured that's when like you said something that offended everybody. Uh-huh. And that's when this started.
So end of the show.
So right now everybody's gone.
We can say whatever we want.
Now, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, these are from...
Okay, so with that being said, why the fuck are we doing this?
Because this week's going to be different because we haven't seen them.
But they're already... Everybody's already gone. All right, go.
All right. You want to start at the top or you want me to start?
You can start at the top.
All right. Billy. Thank you for signing up, Billy. Billy is a part-time mortician. He likes to make trinkets out of the pubic hair of his cadavers. He once assaulted a beagle with a pipe wrench. He has black and white picture of Jackie Chan tattooed on his inner thigh.
That would be so awesome. Send us the picture.
So what do you think so far?
So far, so good. Go to BioBray.com. Po' Boys.
Don't do it after everyone.
Promo code Po' Boys for 10% off. Anthony J. Anthony J. has 14 nipples. Only 8 of them are pierced. He enjoys sucking fresh loogies off the concrete outside his local truck stop. Oh, God. Yeah, he once paid a one-eyed bum $12 to punch a mouthy toddler in Kohl's. In a Kohl's.
Don't read that last one.
sent from my T-Mobile 4G LTE device. Thanks. That is awesome.
Okay.
That's the best part.
So when these were coming over from our new private investigator, I was trying to blindly copy and paste them because I wanted to read them or experience them on the show for the first time. So if this pops up again, I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Read it. I fucking love it.
Fuck. All right. Nicole pees in her own kitchen sink. She has a paralyzing fear of cauliflower. She has had dentures since she was 8 after being kicked in the mouth by a llama on her birthday. Twice a year, she has anal sex with her second cousin, Derek. All right.
Sent from my T-Mobile phone, 4G LTE.
don't read this name in parentheses.
Bayek. I'm assuming it's Bayek. Bayek is a Bulgarian bodybuilder. He once bench pressed 2 men having intercourse. He loves to sniff used boxing gloves. He was the female lead in his high school rendition of My Fair Lady. Sent from my T-Mobile 4G LTE device. We run a real professional operation here.
Fuck!
I say great. This is amazing.
What I think is funny is all the work that our private investigator put into this, and we're laughing at his automated signature that everybody has.
Yep.
Adriano moonlights as a Toby Keith impersonator. He claims to have orally satisfied over 3,000 paraplegics, holds a Guinness World Record for eating live cockroaches. And these ain't working either. It's nice when you can do it to somebody, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Come on, plow through these.
Ryan. Ryan was Anthony's 7th grade gym coach. He used to finger Anthony while he did sit-ups.
See, that's funny.
It was push-ups, but okay. He likes to eat crayons and sell his tie-dyed turds on eBay. He's kept every single condom he's ever used in an empty water jug in his closet. This one apparently wasn't sent from T-Mobile. All right.
Rob. So this is an interesting one. I sent you a couple screenshots throughout the week about this guy.
Uh-huh.
All right. So if I think I have the timeline. First, Rob, thank you very much again. Mm-hmm. So he started out at 1 tier, mm-hmm. and then upgraded. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, upgraded again. Upgraded again. I think he upgraded 4 times this week.
In my mind, that means 4 of his relatives died and he came into money 4 different times.
That's how.
it's the only thing that's possible to me.
So I feel kind of shitty saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are a couple people who have asked me to create a Patreon tier so they could be the highest donator.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do that because we've had that guy at the highest tier. We made one just for him.
Right.
Is it douchey of me to say that the guy that thinks he's the highest tier is now not the highest tier because of the new guy? He got bullied out of that position.
He didn't get bullied out. He got bought out. I'm torn Because on one hand, it's a shitty thing to do. On the other hand, money.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I don't know what to do in this situation.
So which do you care more about? Integrity or money? I'm going to leave it up to you because we...
No, you don't get... No, yo, I'm going to leave it up to you. That absolves you of all responsibility. So fuck that. I'm leaving it up to Chance.
Who the fuck is Chance?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I care about the integrity of our Patreon money.
Okay, how's this? We want to take this time before we get to Rob's backstory to thank all of you that donated to us.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically you, Robert.
Integrity. That was a real integrity move.
And all the other ones.
And yes, and them. We can't forget them. Yes.
Right, because if everybody else leaves and Robert's the only one that stays, he's going to have to really up the shit out of his shit.
Right.
So do we? Is it even right to pay any special attention to? You have to, right?
Yes. Yes. Money equals attention.
Okay. I like where this is going.
You're asking me the wrong question. I don't fucking know, man. This is all new to me. Nobody's ever paid me money or attention. So I don't know what to do with either one of them.
Okay, so let's work this out.
All right. What do you think?
Do we refund him his money?
No.
Okay.
That was easy.
Do we ask for more money? Or do we just say, okay, if you happen to send us more money, your lap dance with us lasts longer?
You get an extra song. Pour some sugar on me or shorter.
If you want me to lap dance to and I got a DeVita.
Right. You got to put some kind of limit on it. So asking for more money is douchey.
Okay. So then I shouldn't create a tier to try to beat this guy.
No. No.
Got it. Okay.
No, I don't think so. It seems douchey, doesn't it? I mean,
you're talking to the wrong fucking guy.
To me, it does. It seems sleazy. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe if you, I don't know. Is it sleazy if you put it all up out front? It's only sleazy if it's like a backroom deal.
Oh, okay. So we're not. In all honesty, I don't feel like it's sneezy. I don't feel like it's sleazy.
All right.
If you just put up a tier for, I don't know, let's say $50,000, and if you pay for this tier, you get a cum-covered cheetah poster. Is that sleazy?
No, because you're actually getting $50,000 worth of stuff.
Here's $50,000 worth of Turkish DNA.
Right.
Okay, so if I put a tier up for $200, it's almost like a dare, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Man, fuck it, I'll do that. I'll put up a tier for $200.
All right. What are we, are we doing something special for $200?
A backstory?
That's the lowest tier that you get a backstory, because we have to pay our private investigator. So, you know, we got to cover that cost.
I don't know how far you want to have this conversation on here. I want to work it out.
I thought we just did. You're going to make a tier for $200. And then when somebody signs up for that, we'll make a tier for $400. That's the deal. Every time somebody signs up, we'll double the top tier.
But don't it seem like it's a... It's not an integrity move. It doesn't feel right. But
no, I agree. It does not feel right.
Are you okay with doing it?
No, I don't. I don't know, man.
what would make you feel good with doing it? Like, okay, if you sign up for this tier, we'll set up a private YouTube link and do a show for you by yourself. Just us talking to you.
I'd do that for $200. $250. I would do that for $200.
Who the fuck would pay for that? Who would pay? That's fucking retarded.
You're asking the wrong question. I don't know.
To me, it makes sense to say $200 to show that you support us and we appreciate it. Versus saying it's worth it to get $200 to have a conversation with us. That's fucking stupid. That's cringy.
Really? What if they really like us and they want to talk to us? And the only way they can is to pay $200 because all these other people just get on Discord and just talk to us.
Right.
But I'm a celebrity.
Okay. So you have two choices. You can get on the $5 tier, join the after show chat and talk to us every week. Or if you don't have Discord, it's going to cost you $200 and you get on a live stream with us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we'll get you on a live stream. Perfect.
All right.
$200, you can be on a live stream.
All right, so we got to do Rob's backstory.
I think from now on, we should, all of our guests should have to pay. If you want to be on the show, you have to pay.
Yeah, I think we might be getting a little too big for our britches.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Robert has a 10-inch cock. On the weekends, he charges women $5 to limbo underneath it. Robert has a hedgehog with cerebral palsy that he carries in a fanny pack. He speaks fluent German sign language. Nothing?
Well, kind of funny.
He's a degenerate gambler that bets heavy on pit bull fighting and women's hockey.
How do you limbo under a 10-inch cock? It's not very big limbo stick. My head is wider than 10 inches.
You're going to start fact checking?
Yep. I call bullshit.
Okay. So we're done with that. We probably won't do that again next week, right?
Yeah, we said that last week.
Yeah, but we're going to have to do something different. I mean,
I stand by it.
I'm not saying.
I like the idea of just yelling their names. That's funny. I like the idea of you yelling their names. That's funny.
All right. Sign up for Patreon and figure out what we do with it.
And go to buyoverday.com. Use promo code POBOYS for 10% off.
Of Patreon.com/who's right. That's the one you got to worry about. You can't
use your leftover money to buy a bio bidet.
And don't forget, you can't go to the Patreon app and search for us because they've got us fucking blocked. Fucking cocksuckers.
Why'd you have to remind me? That ruins everything. Assholes, just let us have our fun. Shut up.
Just shut up, you faggots. I don't know what their fucking problem is.
All right, thanks, bye.